I think there's two things have to happen now together in terms of, especially we have seen that the UK government has decided that they're going to pull out of the London Fisheries Convention, which is part of their Brexit process in relation to fisheries. And the Irish government has to ensure that the EU negotiates to keep fishing linked directly to trade with Britain in the future, to try and maintain access to this UK waters for the Irish fishing fleet. But I think also in parallel with that, the Irish government has to start now preparing the ground for the renegotiation of the common fisheries policy, which will happen after Brexit, because if we are excluded from English waters at that stage, we do need to have the principle of relative stability renegotiated and a fair share for our own fishing fleet negotiated as well.
Are there fears that this move by the UK indicates that a hard Brexit may be on the cards?
Well, I think it's probably it's a tactical move by the UK. I mean, it's not a surprise. It has been indicated that they were going to do this already. It depends really what we'll have to keep an eye out for and to see is how closely the Brits are locating or linking access to fishing grounds to trade in the ongoing negotiations. That will really show us where we're likely to end up. And the fear at the moment would be that the UK is going to ensure that fishing grounds are kept exclusively for UK vessels. And if that is the case, that's going to have a huge negative impact on the Irish fishing fleet.